Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Welcome, welcome, friend, to the business of personal brand photography. My name is Paula Brennan. I am your host here today, and I am one excited little bunny because, my friend, we are currently packing bags, getting cameras all ready to head over to the USA to run a few workshops and also to go and present at the WPPI, a big event that's happening. And, you know, as I've been sort of like mulling over everything that's going on for me right now, I was thinking about my own little journey with the WPPI because it wasn't that long ago. I felt like a little young kind of sprightly little photographer heading over there in about 2013, I think it was, to go over and see Sue Bryce present for the first time. And I remember walking around the WPPI and just being totally gobsmacked. Now, I've done a lot of travel previous to this. I've lived overseas, but going into that sort of environment and just being fully surrounded by and inspired by photographers from all over the world was just next level experience for me. If you haven't gone to a big peer event, not necessarily the WPPI, there's plenty of other ones that go on around locally and of course internationally, but if you haven't been to one of these, my friend, they do just blow your mind because you just get to hang out for a couple of days with people who speak your own language. And I remember being there that year and I'm pretty sure that I'm going to say Jasmine Starr was on stage. Definitely seeing Sue was just incredible. It was the first time I think she'd presented on the big stage there. And it was just really profound to get to experience that and to watch her speak on that level. But I remember sort of sitting there and going, oh God, I could never do this. Like this will never happen. Do you know? Like, it was just a totally different experience. But then fast forward to like 2019 and I actually went again. So we're talking the February, it would have been, or March of 2019. And I remember spending time with the gorgeous Sue. Yes, I'm lucky enough to have met her long before she came, the big Sue Bryce that everybody knows about today. And I was hanging out with her and I said to her, look, you know, I think I'm ready. I want to like dominate with personal branding. I think I'm ready to like go all in and I think I'm ready to do this. And at the end of that year, at the end of 2019, I actually closed my studio, right? Because I was ready. I planned to get on the road. I wanted to travel with my business. I was ready to share with lots of people what I knew about personal brand photography. I was all guns a-blazing. And at the start of 2020, Sue had actually invited me to come along and speak at the Portrait Masters. And I was like, yes, this is all happening. It's all gung-ho. I'm so excited. And then, of course, we all know what happened in March of 2020 and everything just changed. And I know that week, that month, that quarter, that year, it hit really differently for everybody. But I remember going literally within a couple of days going over to Talitha, who was my beautiful retoucher at the time. And I remember going to her house, like it was a few days before everything kicked in. And I said to her, look, I've got 3 months worth of business expenses, you know, tucked aside. I can keep us going for about 3 months. But right now, everyone's canceling their photo shoots. I don't know what's going to happen. All the travel I'd planned is just being put aside. So I can keep us going for the next 3 months, but I'm not sure what will happen beyond that. And look, everybody has different stories about that time, so I'm not saying that mine is any worse or better than anybody else, but I realistically sat down and was just devastated because I'd just changed all of my business. In fact, I'd actually just gone out and started promoting, you know, massively and been shooting for a year and a half before that, this new product that I was calling the Social Sessions. And all of a sudden we're social distancing. I was like, that was going to be the main product that I was going to sell going forward. And it was just kind of like, obviously we all know, it was just a really disorienting time, right? It was just like a crazy time. Now, I'm so blessed and lucky that I also, during that conversation, sat down with Talitha and said, I've got a program inside of me. I've got a course I know I could teach. I had dabbled a little bit in coaching with a few photographers that had approached me, and I could see where the gap in kind of like my own education around this. And I knew that there was nobody else really talking about personal branding much back then. And so I was like, oh yeah, okay, you know, this is what I need to do. This is what I need to do. I need to build the program. That's what I'm going to do. So when everyone else was baking bread and I was seeing photos of people doing that on Instagram, I was writing, I was videoing in my lounge room, I was designing a program and, you know, sending it to Talitha to edit and to get, you know, looking good for me. And Jordan, my videographer, who, you know, she was, you know, editing for me as well. And that program is the foundation for what I now teach inside of my academy. So I was so lucky that I was at a certain stage in my career that that sort of devastating event. And, you know, I'm speaking really from my own point of view now, because it didn't really hit and land in Australia the same way that it hit in other countries. But if you are not from Australia and you didn't know, we did sort of have a very, very, very extended time of lockdowns that definitely rocked people in small business. So I'm not going to talk about all of the other devastating things, because I know so many people experience so much more profound loss than I did. But this is just my own personal experience, and so I wanted to share from my own point of view. Now, when Sue had asked me earlier in that year about going and speaking at the Portrait Masters, I have to say I immediately went into like anxiousness. I was really crapping myself because I just didn't really have much experience of like teaching or guiding people or any of that kind of thing. I knew I could do it. I'm actually studied acting when I was younger. So the standing on stage part of things, presenting, that didn't really sort of faze me, but it was more sort of like, I guess, stepping into some sort of like a leadership model or, you know, being of influence to other people in the industry. I really just didn't feel like I was fully qualified then. Do you know? Like, it was just one of those things. I got to caveat this and say, I haven't actually done any training to be an educator, but I have been an avid learner my whole life. And I learn by, I think I've managed to become a better educator by learning from my own mistakes and by learning by listening into people. I'd like to think that that's the kind of educator that I am, that I learn as I go, and I implement and make changes as things go along. So you probably might have heard it in the podcast, things have changed up a little bit, and you know, over the last couple of years of having this podcast, I've definitely changed my tune, and definitely being able to kind of like, yeah, just share different things, because I know in the early days of being an educator, I thought it was all about hammering in systems and processes and things like that. But I've learned that us photographers, we need a little bit more nurturing in other areas. As creatives, I know that I want to help you to get results in business, but I do also understand that a lot of what holds us back in business is not necessarily systems and processes. It's probably a lot more the stuff that goes on with mindset. And I guess that brings me back to where I was when Sue had asked me to come over to the USA and to talk at the Portrait Masters. I was really, really, really crapping myself. But it's so funny. I was walking with a friend of mine the other day, and we were sort of like just talking about, you know, business, and we're talking about where we're at, and she's a photographer too. And I said to her, it's so weird because I don't really feel nervous, and yet I don't sort of feel amply prepared at the same time about going to the States and, you know, like all of these sorts of things. And I said, but I just, I just feel ready. Do you know, like I feel ready for this trip, and it's just so beautiful to contemplate. And it was funny because she shared with me, she said, "You've been preparing for this for 20 years, Paula. You're ready." And I was like, "Yeah, I know I am. It's so weird." Now, it's so funny that I think, you know, like in 2019, I honestly thought that the following year I would be going to America. I actually had planned to move to the USA with my daughter. That was kind of, we'd been talking to solicitors and there was lots of things that I was sort of had in the pipeline. And then life got in the way. And then my beautiful daughter turned into a teenager and life changed. And that's what happens, right? But what I wanted to just really sort of, I guess maybe impart today is that nothing happens overnight, you know? And in this day and age, I think we are really, we're sort of jammed down our throat that you can get quick results by following this and doing this. But sometimes things just take time. And so if right now perhaps you're feeling like maybe you're a bit deflated or maybe you're stuck in the weeds of something, I want to say to you to please don't give up, because there was definitely moments for me in 2020 when there was some conversations that I felt like maybe it might be time to give up. I didn't succumb to it, thank God, but there was definitely moments where I just felt like throwing in the towel and going and working for somebody else. Because let's face it, we've all got friends who've got, you know, secure jobs and, you know, guaranteed paychecks, whether they go to work or not, with sick pay and benefits and all sorts of things like that. And when you're working for yourself, there's definitely seasons where it might be difficult to see over the fence or see the light in front of you, because everything just feels cloudy and everything feels overcast and everything just feels really gray. Yeah. And sorry about the weather analogies, but I definitely think that that's, you know, it's definitely a good one. And I want to say, like, it's times like that when you can just keep sort of, and I don't want to say the word grinding, but you can just keep moving forward. Definitely, you know, for me, when I was in the midst of the pandemic, and we actually lost our home during that time too. So it was a really big adjustment for myself and my daughter during that particular year. I haven't spoken a lot about that, but it was definitely a reality that happened for us. And so we ended up having to move really quickly, and a lot of changes happened for us radically, because we thought we were going to be going overseas and moving overseas, and a lot of things obviously changed very quickly. And so the plans that were made got moved, and I just had to go to ground, and just keep trudging forward. And so I want to say as well to the people who supported me during that time, because my mum and dad were fantastic. My daughter was really patient and beautiful during that time. When everyone else was homeschooling, she was having to do it on her own. I wasn't able to support her because I was still having to work and build things. But man, oh man, at the end of that year, I came away with a whole new program, a whole new community of people who I've been supporting. Some of you are still here, still with me, and many, many, many hundreds more have joined in. And to be able to sort of pack the bags this week and go and sort of fulfill a dream or take another sort of big leap forward in my business, and to be able to go and share and connect now on a whole new level, another 5 years later, with a beautiful bunch, I know, of people that are going to be waiting at the other end for me at this flight. I've got a beautiful group of women who I'm going to be able to go and photograph and teach and spend time with and just, you know, enjoy their company. And I am genuinely so excited about that. And I've heard from some of you who've booked, you know, time to come and connect with me on the photo walk and learn with me at WPPI. Some of you've reached out. If you're coming to that and you haven't DM'd me, please let me know, because I'm just so excited to be able to, you know, to connect with you beforehand. This is really, truly like an honor for me. And it's also just something that a couple of years ago, I maybe not thought would be possible. And so Yeah, I just want to say to you, if you right now you're feeling like you're in the weeds of something, whether it be in business or in your personal life, please, please, please don't lose sight of what's possible, because sometimes, you know, as I said, things don't happen overnight. My this has been, you know, years, decades in the making for me, but it does happen and it can happen. You just got to keep your vision in the foreground, keep it in front of you and just keep moving forward towards it. All right, my friend. Again, another really vulnerable share. I don't mean to be all soppy. I'm going to get back to business talk. Don't you worry, it will be coming. But I just, maybe I'm just in a bit of a soppy phase at the moment. But this is the way that I felt I needed to share today because, it's pretty exciting. So hopefully this will give you some inspiration to maybe, you know, chase after something, chase after your big shiny object there for you. All right, my friend, if you've enjoyed this episode, as always, if you wouldn't mind leaving a review and rating, that would be wonderful. It would be lovely to hear from you. And as I said, if you're going to be heading to WPPI or perhaps you're going to the Portrait Masters, please make sure that you maybe reach out and DM me on Insta. Love to connect with you. All right, my friend, till next week, take care. I'll still take a bye.